Oh no, everybody don't look right now. Chase has a sickness. Chase just got diagnosed as one mentally severely fucked up bitch.
What's the treatment?
No treatment, no cure, no diagnosis even, no prognosis, nothing. Doctors can't help him. What's his secret? You ever get ads like that? What's this fucking bitch's secret? She looks like this old decrepit woman and now she looks 10 years old. What's her secret? Doctors hate this bitch. You never get ads like that on the side of the screen. It's like... Doctors hate this woman. Doctors want to kill her.
Yeah, like on sketchy sites.
Yeah, like on clickbait. You never click on clickbait.
Or like Pirates Bay.
I never go on the Pirate Bay, but I do get a lot of like sexy anime ladies on there.
Yeah.
Sexy anime ladies with their big, big boobies.
I don't steal films.
I don't steal films. I borrow them. Remember Blockbuster? We should do a whole episode just on the secrets of Blockbuster. Oh. Blockbuster deep dive. What are the secrets behind the scenes of Blockbuster and how did it go under?
I think they're making something, a movie.
About Blockbuster. God.
Or there's like a show, like takes place in the Blockbuster.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere cool. Hey, what's your show about? It's just about being in Blockbuster.
I'm pretty sure. No, but it's like, you know, follows the employees. Yeah, comedy series, Blockbuster.
What the fuck?
Started, first episode comes out November 3rd. There's a plug. They owe us money now.
Oh my god, streaming platform, is there going to be this? What's up?
It's going to be on Netflix.
Oh, that's kind of ironic if you think about it. Netflix killed Blockbuster.
Starring Melissa Fumero.
Oh, I wish Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, and Randall Park. You know Randall Park.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. This is the mid-roll. Okay. This has been a mid-roll ad for Blockbuster, the show.
My dandelion tea isn't giving me caffeine, which is making sense because there's no caffeine in dandelion
tea. What's up with your obsession with dandelion tea? I've never heard of
good
that,
for
never
you.
Had it.
It's
and
good
now
for you.
I just keep hearing you say it.
It's kind of nice, and I drink a lot of it.
Is it just dandelion leaves?
No, it's like you go to the store and you buy dandelion root.
I know,
tea.
But what is?
It's like the roots and the stems dried and made into leaves for tea, I guess. I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's a little bitter. It looks like this. Can you see?
Do you put anything in it or just drink it by itself?
Just black.
Interesting. I'll try some.
I'm kind of used to the taste. It's just bitter. And I like tea now.
And what does it do for you?
Apparently it just helps your body. So it just helps your body.
Like, in what way?
Filter. It's like detoxing. It's
anti-aging?
I don't think it's anti-aging.
Pivot. Anti-aging. Liam gets old tomorrow.
Oh my god. Jesus.
Yeah, that's called professional pivot.
Please don't.
Are you excited?
Yeah.
I mean, when everyone hears this, your birthday's already done. So
yeah, I've already been telling people I'm 24. People are like, "How old are you?" I'm like, "I'm 24."
Why?
I've just accepted it.
But it hasn't happened.
Come to terms with
it. How can you accept what hasn't happened?
I don't know.
24 is nothing. 23 and 24 feel the exact same.
Yeah.
22 to 23 is like okay. 24 to 25 is like holy. Fucking shit. I'm going to jump off a building.
Chase, you only have 5 years left to live.
Oh my god, literally. Less than. Less than now. I have 4 years and 10 months.
That's not even a whole like high school degree at this point.
High school degree. Yes.
So good luck. I'm knocking on wood. I don't think that's wood. Well, that's wood veneer, so close enough. Anyways.
Knocking on wood for what? My death?
That you don't die, you dumb fuck.
Knocking on wood that I don't die, so you hope I do die?
No, I'm hoping you don't die.
Well, then you'd be knocking on wood.
That you do die? No, I'm not. No. Hey, I'm knocking on wood.
Because you knock on really wood, hope... you knock on wood for what you
don't want to happen.
So if you're knocking on wood for me dying.
I don't know. That's not what that means, Chase, because I made a joke about you dying. Therefore, ergo. Anytime I'm in a car, that shit go. Car, go. Car, don't stop. Car, go.
Can you do a Jennifer Coolidge voice?
Hi.
That was good.
Hey. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's
great. Oh, my God.
I can't really do it, and I'm not going to try, but...
Try. I've been thinking about Jerry Seinfeld. Hey! No.
I feel like that wasn't that bad.
Hey, you guys ever... No.
It's, like, almost there. It's Jerry Seinfeld
adjacent. Jerry, please come out of me. I'm using come out of me, Jerry. Me and Jerry Seinfeld are inexplicably linked by a severe bond. Will he be
coming to your birthday tomorrow?
Oh my God. Can you imagine if I see Jerry Seinfeld in the streets tomorrow of Vancouver City? I'll fucking lose it. I'll get in his car and I'll go get coffee.
What celebrities have you invited to your party tomorrow?
None. You know what's funny though?
Well, I'm going to be there. For listeners of the podcast, at least one.
Shut the fuck up, Chase. I have an interesting, relevant story to tell. This is a podcast. The year that I watched Legally Blonde as an adult for the first time, I was like in love with it. Love that movie. It's such a great movie. And it was just days before I found out that it was turning 19 years old. So I threw a Legally Blonde themed party. Chase was there for this. He was present. And just because of that, I just thought, I don't know what came over me. Either way, I DM'd Reese Witherspoon on Instagram thinking she would see that and get back to me. And I basically said, like, hey, I just want to let you know I'm throwing a party for Legally Blonde's 19th birthday.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and I had, like, Bruiser's Punch, and we had Pin Bruiser on Elle Woods.
Right.
And it was
I remember awesome. The party. I forgot that you DM'd her.
Yeah, and I don't know what I was hoping to get out of that. Like,
and then she came.
Went on by. She showed up. She came knocking on the door, all 3 feet of her. She was barely able to reach the doorknob.
3 feet?
Reese Witherspoon is 3 feet tall.
No, she's not.
She's tiny.
Who's taller, her or Lady Gaga?
Wait, Gaga. Reese Witherspoon's probably 4'8", if I'm being serious.
Reese Witherspoon is taller.
Did you Google than who's Lady taller?
Gaga. I Googled
Gaga is 5'2"?
Gaga is 1.55 meters.
Okay.
And Reese Witherspoon is 1.56 meters.
Okay, so 1 centimeter difference?
Yes, sir.
That's not even a whole inch.
So they're both 5'1".
What? I could have sworn Gaga was at least 5'2".
Well, her documentary was called 5'2", but all these stats say 5'1".
Well,
maybe she's shrunk.
She wears high heels.
Was her documentary called 5'1"?
I thought it was.
It was called 5'2", and it fucking lied. She's not even 5'2". She rounded up. We all do. Don't blame her.
I actually round down. I'm technically 5'10½" or 5'10¼". I round down to 5'10".
Gaga's 5'1¼", and she rounds up to 5'2", and that makes her a fraud. And her hair, not even naturally blonde.
Whoa, Chase. Okay, this is a gay podcast, and right now out here slandering Gaga. You're literally slandering gay.
Gay.
Lady Gaga.
We didn't even welcome anyone. We just started talking, but that's okay.
Welcome who? To what? Oh,
our guest podcast. To our show.
Hey, everybody.
We're in your ears
this day.
This is a podcast.
Okay, Chase, it's actually less than 12 hours until my birthday. You can't be talking to me like that. This is my Australian accent.
Oh, good day.
What are we even doing today?
This is called fucking delirium.
You're going senile. I've been senile, and now you're going senile.
If I ever go senile, just put me down.
Are you gonna have a DNR?
I'm actually gonna be frozen, cryo.
Frozen 3? They're making a Frozen 3.
I am gonna be in Frozen 3. I'm Olaf's little brother.
gay brother, Olaf's gay brother.
Olaf's gay brother comes to town, and Anna and Elsa have to throw the first pride parade in all of Disney Village. Pretty sure Olaf's gay. Okay, well, guess what? He doesn't get a pride parade because he's still in the closet. Yeah. You're not really gay if you're in the closet.
Pride is only for people who are out and yeah. scream about
if
it.
If you're in the closet, you're not gay.
Even if you're out of the closet, even if you're out of the closet and you're just a quiet person, you're not welcome.
You're not gay and you're not acceptable. We should bully all of our listeners. If you listen to this podcast.
Yeah, we should have listeners on and roast them.
Yeah, if you listen to this podcast, get a life, okay? Do something more practical with your time.
Email us. Read a book. To be roasted on our show.
Learn economics. Okay, contribute to the economy. How about that, you lazy asshole? That's a really cool face. Anyways, should we get to weird shit of the week?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I still don't know what we're doing today, but...
You know what job I would love? I'd love to be a morning news anchor. What?
So random. You're like, can we get into weird shit? And then now you're...
Yeah, but I also wanted to mention that while I was thinking about it.
What would you do as a morning TV anchor?
I would just drink coffee. And I'd read the news. Earthquake! Aftershock!
Anyways.
I would read the news and I would tell people... I would get people scared for the day. I'd say, crime is up. Anything bad is up. Anything good is down. Fun in this city is down. Crime is at an all-time violent crime high. There's criminals on the loose. There's probably criminals at your door as we speak, and you probably should not sleep tonight. You should lock up. That's what I would do as a morning news anchor. And then we do.
Have you ever seen those TikToks of like Ring doorbells? Really scary people coming up.
Oh,
people's doors.
That's scary. I don't like.
Have you
that.
Not seen them?
Oh, I've seen it. I don't like it.
One that literally was so scary. He was saying horrible things that I won't repeat, but it was so
speaking,
freaky.
Speaking of, me and Chase did a scary haunted house last night. Two, actually.
Do you want to do weird shit first?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's a little taster for what you'll get later in today's episode.
Okay. Yeah, jingle. Okay,
do your WSOTW. Jingle. Oh, sorry, yeah, jingle.
You've ever seen this week. Yeah, welcome to Weird Shit of the week.
Okay. No problem. I'm back home, obviously, as you know, but that's for the listeners. And I forgot how much noise my family actually fucking makes, and it's really annoying. So, anyways. Headline at HuffPost is Michigan Home Inspector Convicted After Masturbating with Client's Elmo Doll.
Oh my god. Ew.
Anyways, really cool
what
looking
the fuck,
guy.
Chase?
What? This is weird news.
This is weird, yeah. Mine's actually more fucked up though, so.
So he was inspecting a home in Michigan. It's where our friend Patty lives. It was probably her home.
It was Patty, actually.
He has been convicted of aggravated indecent exposure because he went into the house he was inspecting. He went to their nursery already.
Ew, that's sex offender. That's criminal.
And then he used a Tickle Me Elmo doll to masturbate. And the homeowner got like an alert on their security camera, I guess, and just witnessed it.
Jesus Christ, that's actually fucking shocking.
And then he continued to inspect the home. So at least he finished his job.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck?
He faces up to 2 years in prison and a $2,000 fine.
Is he a registered sex offender now?
No, because it's not. Like he
I thought sex offender doesn't necessarily mean it has to do with like children. Like you could just be a sex offender.
Oh no, it doesn't have to do with children. Sexual. It doesn't have to do with children, but I think because he thought he was alone, they're doing indecent exposure. Are you a registered sex offender? Maybe you are.
I would think that qualifies as sex offender, personally.
Okay, indecent exposure doesn't necessarily mean you have to register as a sex offender. It's like case by case. But this article did not mention him having to register as a sex offender, so.
Well, this is my weird shit of the week, which is similar enough. Funny. Costumed Ohio sex offender pleads guilty to planting bomb at romantic rival's Maryland home.
Jesus Christ. We really picked lighthearted material today.
Clayton Alexander McCoy pleaded guilty to building a homemade bomb, gift wrapping it, and driving more than 350 miles to leave it on the victim's doorstep. This is insane. This is absolutely insane. This man's a cosplayer. And,
oh, he's a cosplayer.
This is costumed Ohio. Like, I think he was when he did this.
What costume?
I don't know what
the Joker? That seems appropriate.
In this photo, he's a member of the Dagor here gaming community.
Alrighty, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Either way, what was crazy is that he made this bomb and sent it to a romantic rival. So he sent it to another guy who was like a rival of his.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the bomb exploded and caused $45,000 in damages, and the guy was like hospitalized.
Okay, so that's what's wrong with it.
Yeah, that's pretty well what's wrong with it. Sustained injuries to chest, legs, and front of his body, transported to the hospital where he was treated for injuries caused by the shrapnel and explosion.
The
house is uninhabitable for 5 months. It's absolutely insane.
And what happened to the guy, the culprit?
The sex offender?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he's going to jail. This is up to 20 years in prison for transporting explosives with intent to injure and 10 years for possession of an unregistered explosive device.
Wow,
you can go to jail for 10 years for just having a bomb?
That's crazy.
I mean, like, what's wrong with this country? You can't just have a bomb anymore?
Liam's like, I gotta go. Yeah. I got shit to get rid of.
I got something to get rid of, actually, real quick.
Okay, well, those weird shits were, like, surprisingly not lighthearted.
Well, what's just interesting about this could actually be a Netflix true crime documentary. Did you ever watch the Netflix true crime documentary, the one with the guy who had a bomb around his neck?
Yeah.
That one was scary.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a crazy
crime. And that woman?
Yeah. Mendo or whatever.
She was also freaky looking.
Chase, there's no need to be disrespectful. Well, actually, she's a murderer. You can be disrespectful. That's scary stuff. So that was
really cute. Yeah, that was a really good reach. Nice.
Cute.
Those I would
cute.
Rather talk about split tongues again.
I would have never. Having a split tongue should be illegal. That's what should be against the law. To be out, that's indecent exposure. If you're going out into the streets with a split tongue, you're. Chase! Chase. Get rid of that photo now.
It's the best Zoom background.
Get rid of that photo now.
It's gone.
I will commit arson.
Whoa, I'm sending that to the police, the Vancouver Police Department, VPD.
I'm going to be on a no-fly list at this rate. Anyways, today we're going to be talking about my birthday, getting older. For me, I am olding up. And we're also going to be talking about haunted houses.
I'm not supposed to.
What's wrong with that topic?
There's nothing wrong. It's just funny that those are being put together.
Within the realm of haunted houses, I want to just briefly go over some other spiritual paranormal activities too.
I supposed to name this episode if we're talking about you and haunted houses?
Haunted birthday house.
Okay.
Birthday. Haunted birthday. How to make your birthday one of the most haunted experiences of your life. What is more haunting, getting older or haunted houses? What's scarier to you, the specter of death or the specter of death inside a haunted house?
Is this all the title?
No, this is different titles. I'm workshopping.
Okay.
Where does a haunted house and a birthday get in common?
Stop bumping your mic, for God's sake. Think,
where does a birthday and a haunted house get in common? That's cool. What's the best birthday you've had so far in your life?
We literally talked about this last season.
Did we?
Yes. On my birthday.
Well, birthdays are special moments.
New material. What are you most afraid of getting older? What keeps you up at night? What makes you sob and cry when you think about it?
I don't know. Disease.
Oh my God. You know what actually makes me fucking cry? And like TikTok gives me what? So many of them is just videos of people taking care of their like Alzheimer.
Oh yeah. Parents,
and it's so sad and they don't know who they are. And it literally will make me sob and sob. And then I saw one where like she remembered for a second and I was done. Like I was done.
I get a lot of like people being like, warning signs I wish I knew about my stage 4 lymphoma diagnosis. And then they're like the most arbitrary. Well, they'll be like itchy legs, headaches, like stuff like that.
I'm
like, yeah, literally, like, I'm sorry. Maybe this isn't helpful for everyone.
So what, Liam, are some things that, you know, because 24 years is a long, 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 long time. And some would say that there's not much point beyond 23.
Jesus.
So...
Well, you know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? I'm going to spend every single day going to haunted houses. Real ones, too. Not fucking manufactured.
What are some things you still would like to do?
I would love... Oh, what would I like to... Oh.
What are some things you haven't done in your life that you are surprised you haven't done?
Oh, I know. Probably like so much. I don't know.
Like you normal think,
I
shit.
Don't know. What I don't know. What's your example?
Like you don't have a tattoo.
Oh yeah, I did actually think I'd have had tattoos by this point, but there's no I didn't want to spend money on it. I don't want a tattoo. Mm-hmm. It's not in my truth.
It could be one day.
Yeah, it could be. Like I'm not opposed to it. I just have no tattoo that I want. Like there's nothing. I'm like, oh, I would love to have that on my body.
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, you got to. Sorry, everyone. Sorry. Today is called fucking cool.
Like my mom wants to get a tattoo. She has no tattoos, and she's 57.
Well, she wants a tattoo. You should give her a tat.
I don't tattoo, Liam.
Why not?
I can do tattoos.
I've given a stick and poke.
Really?
I've done a stick and poke for someone. A flower, I think, and they had to get it covered up. So
why? Because it was ugly.
Yeah, I did a bad job, of course. Like, sorry, but I had never done that before. I felt bad.
A nice flower.
Yeah.
Our friend Irina got a word that's kind of problematic these days on her ankle.
Oh. What word?
Psycho.
Oh, that's fine.
Now there's like a big push against that word, but anyways, it's not the most egregious, but she was told that it would, like, she got when she was like, I think 15, no, 16, I don't know, 16, and she was told it would go away within like a month.
Yeah, people,
here we are, almost 10 years later, and it is still there.
Yeah, good as new.
And it looks fresh too, still, so.
I forget what I even used for stick and poke ink, but I think you're supposed to use something like different.
I mean, like, there are lots of tattoo artists that that's what they do. I've never had a stick and poke tattoo done. Seems like more painful. Is it more painful? I don't know.
I felt bad doing it the whole time.
Like, I don't find normal tattoos that painful, but I haven't gotten any big ones. But stick and poke seems like more like time consuming and like intense.
Definitely more intense. Yeah.
Anyways, anything else you want to do with the rest of your life?
Just strictly, I like go to haunted houses.
Are you trying to segue to talk about haunted houses? Is that what you're wanting
to
do?
No, I'm just honestly, it's on my mind. I just really want to go to like an actual haunted location and go ghost
like a real haunted house.
Yeah, like a real one.
We should go to a ghost town.
Yeah.
There's actually like near my parents' place in Arizona, and by near I mean like a few hours drive. It is like an old western ghost town.
Like Hills Have Eyes style?
Yes. Like
that's scary.
And like ghost hunters go there. For their shows on A&E.
I would do it. I'd be down. I did want to maybe go to a psychic. I was going to do a psychic reading for everybody, but it was like $600. So I was like,
maybe you were going to get a psychic for tomorrow?
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Chase, you had an experience with a psychic?
I feel like I've talked about... Have I talked about it? I don't know. I went to a psychic when I was 17, and she... A palm reader. Mm-hmm. And she... or he, I can't remember. Oh, I think she said, you know, that I won't find love till I'm 50 and I won't feel fulfilled in my life until I'm at least 40 and that, yeah, I'm just never really going to be happy until my later years.
Has she been correct?
So far, yes.
Well, that's good. So at least she was a good psychic.
Yeah. Yeah. But I ain't sticking around to find out.
Jesus. Jesus Christ.
Hey, what do you want to talk about your birthday?
Honestly, I don't really have any. I just want to mention it's my birthday tomorrow. So. Okay. Okay. Everybody wish me a happy birthday. Thank you.
Belated by the time they hear this. It'll be belated.
Yeah. If you don't wish me a happy birthday on my actual birthday, wow. Go back in time and figure it out. Okay? Period.
Okay, what else are we talking about?
Hauntings.
Spooky season. It's spooky.
I think we should do a series of spooky elements for over the next few episodes anyways.
Last episode we talked about spooky dookie ookie Lisa Rinna, living demon.
And nice today... spooky girl, she's got freaking M&Ms up her ass.
Oh my god, I saw on TikTok someone was like, they're doing like this whole thing on TikTok, like Halloween costumes that are not basic, and then they're like, I don't want to tell you guys this one because it's what I'm doing. But then she said, and she's being the Lisa Rinna M&M, and she like laid out her whole costume, and it was actually so funny.
That's awesome. How is she gonna do it?
She's just getting like a like orange or whatever color. She's Lisa Rinna M&M is orange, right?
I thought it was brown.
I don't know. Whatever. She's getting the color dress, and then she has put the M on it, and then she has a Lisa Rinna wig and a microphone. Oh, it is orange, yeah. It's so funny. Oh, and she's getting like special effects, big lips.
Oh my god, the Lisa Rinna M&M is so funny.
Go to hell, Lisa Rinna.
Chase, don't disrespect Lisa Rinna.
Just kidding. That's where she came from.
She's out there. She's working really hard.
Anyways, spooky season's upon us.
Yeah. So 30 most haunted places in the world. Let me know if you know these places. Poveglia in Venice, Italy. This is actually somewhere I have heard of.
In Venice?
This is like an island off of Venice where people would bring, like during the plague, they would just drop the bodies there. Like even if you were still alive, basically. So it was like quarantine almost, but like people would just die. Like just outright die there. Then they built a fucking asylum there, which is a good idea. And the head doctor of this asylum would torture patients.
Oh my god. Is that what American Horror Story is based on?
Pretty fucking much. And then, and it was like a Catholic asylum, so obviously all these patients were being tortured. Adds another layer to this hauntingness. This island is off limits. You're not allowed to go there.
And, oh, really?
Yeah, it's like off limits from the city. It's like you're not allowed to go there.
Why?
Because it's so haunted. And it's dangerous.
Haunted.
It's like, haunted. Like,
have in recent history, has anyone gone?
Yes.
Okay.
There was like a family or something that went there. They were going to buy the island and like turn it into like a little summer home. They didn't make it one whole night. Their daughter attacked. No, their daughter was attacked. She needed stitches because of an attack from a ghost.
Maybe just a crazy guy on lives her there. Face.
No, there's no one that lives there. They're all ghosts. So that's a cool one. Have I heard of any of the other ones? Oh, the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California. I've heard of this boat. It's apparently a haunted boat.
What about the Tipton Hotel?
Mm-mm.
The Tipton Hotel.
No, but there is that one hotel in Banff. Have you ever been?
What's that one called?
Oh, here it is. Fairmont Banff Springs.
It's haunted.
Beautiful hotel.
It's haunted?
Major haunts.
Have you been there?
I have been there. Just to you check it out. There? I didn't stay there. I really wanted to. But there's a room there at this hotel. First of all, huge, gorgeous hotel. Like genuinely just fucking beautiful hotel. It's stunning. Like I cannot understate that. Stunning. Anyways, there's a room there boarded up. Wall covers it because the staff.
You saw it?
Yeah, I saw. Well, it's inconspicuous, but the numbers jump. Like it goes like, I forget what floor it was on. I think it was like the 11th floor or something. So it's like 1101, 1102, and then it's like big gap 1104. And you can actually see where, like, you would imagine the door would be. This room, too haunted. The staff wouldn't clean it. The staff wouldn't go in there. Fingerprints showing up on the mirror is haunting things. But, like,
would that not affect 1104 and 2 as well? Why would you want to stay in those ones? Yeah, the ghost.
The people don't know about it.
But it's an old hotel. Is the ghost just hanging out in the one room?
There's a number of ghosts there all over.
In the one room?
Yeah, in that room, there's that probably one specific ghost. I really like that room.
But why would the ghost not go to other rooms?
Because he likes the room he's in. No shit. You ever seen the movie 1408?
No.
Okay, well, it's basically like that movie.
But I saw the episode of Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, where they go in that room and there's haunty, haunty things.
And the haunty, haunty things.
Maybe that's based off of Banff, Alberta. Honestly, are so close to Banff. We could go.
I want to go to Banff. I love Banff.
But no, so I mean, like, to this hotel, we could go and we could break into that room. Honestly. And we could.
Well, you'd have to rip the wall down.
Yes, obviously.
Yeah, no shit. No problem.
Tell everyone about what we did yesterday. Our haunty, haunty, haunty.
Okay, yeah, we did a really scary journey yesterday. Period.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
We got scared as fuck.
We went to the haunted corn maze.
Yeah, it was actually terrifying. They put a hood over your head and they grab you they touch you.
And, like, sorry, but I actually was sweating profusely. It was so hot under that hood.
Yeah,
I was like,
she took the hood off. Wet head.
Sopping. Like, sorry, it was so hot. You have this fucking black hood on your head the whole time. You can barely see. You're just holding a guide rope. And me and Liam were saying, I think it's literally just to save money so they don't have to decorate. Yeah. And I'm pretty confident one guy who was touching me was, like, wearing, like, an Adidas tracksuit. Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, I saw the reflective stripes on the side. So, and he literally came up to me and he whispered, I know you like it. And then he was like massaging me. I was like, is this supposed to be scary?
Yeah.
It's kind of pleasant.
I would love to just be like eyes closed. People just grab me, you know? I just stand here, people just start grabbing me. But the actual corn maze part, that one was terrifying.
Yeah, but we got in trouble.
Yeah, we were late. We were a little late.
We were late and they were not happy with us. And then, like, there's parts of the corn maze where, like, the chainsaw man comes after you and, like, just instinct, you start running, but then they get mad at you for running. But, like, I'm sorry, a man with a chainsaw has just come out of the corn.
Literally.
I'm just supposed to keep walking?
I kept falling. I fell so much.
And then, like, they stay in character while they try to, like, get mad at you. So they're like, slow down! Slow down! Kind of takes you out of it. Just a little bit.
A little bit. That shit is scary, though. And the fog, too. And it's like, there's probably people underneath there.
People underneath?
In the fogs. I would go to another haunted house again.
Dead people?
No, like, what? What? It was actually so foggy, though. That was cool.
I like that haunted. I mean, sorry, the prices are actually stupid, but I like.
Yeah, it was the expensive.
Experience.
It was awesome.
And now they owe us money too, because we just plugged them. We didn't say their name though.
No problem. Okay, do you want me to tell you some cool demon summoning games?
Okay.
So I'll read you this list here and you just let me know which one you'd like to get more information on. So we've got hide and seek, which is playing cat and mouse with a possessed doll. This game called Fortune, asking spirits for your entire future. Yeah, everything. Things you never want to do, a collection of daredevil activities. Midnight Man, summoning a demon. I think we talked about that one before. How to actually contact Bloody Mary. Self-explanatory. Living doll, inducing a spirit to possess a doll. Cool. Concentrate, a game to figure out how you will die. Ooh. Kokuri-san, summon a spirit to ask about the future. Ooh. Three Kings, access to another dimension. Oh, that one's scary. I remember reading about that one. Shoebox telephone, communication with the dead. We've got more here. Elevator game, access to another world you may or may not get out of. Bath game, summoning a ghost that will follow you around all day. That's cool. Cat scratch, to summon a spirit that leave claw marks on your back. Ew. Sandman game. Person's body feels much heavier. Baby blue. Summon evil baby spirit.
What's the name?
Baby blue. Baby blue. And then light as a feather. Make person's body light enough to lift up with fingers. Which one would you like to know more about?
To lift up what?
Make person's body light enough to lift up with fingers.
I want that one.
No, no.
No. You just say no?
No.
What about the Daredevil one?
No, I'll tell you about this one. You say-
Sorry, why the fuck did you ask me?
Well, I didn't know you were going to want to do Daredevil activities or light as a feather. Like, do something summoning. At least do, like, freaking
okay, summoning a baby ghost. Baby blue, then. Can I summon the baby, then?
Fine, baby blue. Blue baby. Whoa, wait, sorry. This is actually. This is a hard one. Blue Baby Blue is an urban legend about a strange game that kids play in bathrooms. If you perform the ritual, they say an evil, ghostly infant will appear in your arms. This urban legend is related to the myth of Bloody Mary.
Okay.
So basically what you do is you to play Blue Baby Blue, which is what you have to say, Blue Baby Blue. You go into the bathroom, you hold out your arms like you're rocking a baby, and you stare in the mirror and you repeat the words, baby blue, blue baby, 13 times without making a mistake. So it's literally a tongue twister. Baby blue, blue baby, baby blue, blue baby, baby blue, blue baby. That's actually really hard.
It doesn't say you have to do it fast.
You mean like baby blue, blue baby, baby blue, blue baby, baby blue, blue baby, baby blue, blue. That's the trick. Don't say baby blue, blue baby. Say baby, baby. No, say, yeah. Say baby blue, blue baby, baby blue, blue baby, baby. Sorry.
Okay, so you can do that one.
Yeah. Anyways, if you do it right, you will suddenly feel the weight of an invisible baby in your arms, and the baby will get heavier and heavier as it grows larger and larger, and you'll feel it scratching your arms.
Not this fucking big, fat, invisible baby in your arms, like obese child weighing you down.
But here's the thing. Before it gets too heavy, which is arbitrary, might I add, you have to quickly take the invisible baby and flush it down the toilet and run out of the bathroom. Because if you don't do it fast enough, a hideous woman will appear in the mirror and she will yell, give me back my baby, and scream loud enough to break glass.
Are you making this up?
I'm reading this off of the website, scaryforkids.com/baby-blue/.
So stupid. You have to flush the obese baby down the toilet.
Yeah, or the lady will get you.
Well, she won't be mad that you flush her baby down the toilet.
Well, apparently, if you're still holding the baby, she'll kill you. So
really?
That's what it says. Some people believe the woman is Bloody Mary, and she murdered her own child when she shattered a mirror and used a piece of broken glass to stab him to death.
Okay.
Jesus.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Okay, now you pick one, because that's how it works. It's fair.
Okay, now I'll pick Three Kings, because this one's actually scary. So this is a ritual. This isn't even a game, but it's still on scaryforkids.com. That being said, you need a quiet, empty room without windows. If necessary, you can cover the windows, making sure that the room is in total darkness. This is called the dark room. You'll also need 3 chairs, 2 large mirrors, a candle, a lighter, an electric fan, and an alarm clock. Interesting. This one's going to get spooky, Chase. Are you scared?
Not yet, no.
Well, what you'll do is you'll place a chair in the center of the room facing north. This is your throne.
Okay, it sounds fun so far.
Yeah. And then you place the other 2 chairs exactly to the left and the right, facing your throne.
And sorry, you have to do this by yourself?
Yeah, this is alone. This is a solo ritual.
Oh, okay.
They have to be facing your throne, and these 2 chairs are known as the Queen and the Fool. And then you place the 2 large mirrors on the Queen and Fool chairs. And the
mirrors should be a lot of fucking preparation. Like, yeah. Sorry, 2 large mirrors I just have laying around?
Yeah, and then the mirrors should be facing each other. If you sit on the throne facing straight ahead, you should be able to barely see your own reflection in both of the mirrors. And if you see your own reflection in the corner of the eye, just barely there, then you've done it right. And then you place the fan behind you and you leave it on. And then you turn off the lights and you leave the door open and you go to your bedroom. And then you put the candles, the lighter, the alarm clock, and cell phone beside your bed. Set the alarm clock for 3:30 a.m. turn off the lights and go to sleep while touching your childhood toy. That's an instruction. Turn off the lights and go to sleep while holding your childhood toy.
Okay, this is problematic that they're trying to tell children to do this.
Well, it's also for adults, I think.
Well, what's the website called?
Scary for Kids. Anyways, when the alarm clock goes off at 3:30 a.m., turn it off, get out of bed, but don't turn on the lights. And you have exactly 3 minutes to light your candle and make your way to the dark room to sit in your throne. And you should be seated by 3:33 a.m.
You want me to wake up, light the candle, and walk to another room in 3 minutes?
Yeah. And here's some important caveats. If the alarm clock did not go off at exactly 3:30 a.m., abort the mission. If the door of the dark room is closed, remember, you left it open, abort the mission. Abort the mission. Again, that is, that's a direction. So yeah. If the fan is off.
I'm actually a little scared. Like, my heart rate actually is a little bit raised right now. If the door is closed.
If the fan is off, abort the mission. And if you are not seated on your throne by exactly 3:33 a.m., abort the mission. And if you have to abort the mission, you leave the house immediately. And until it's 4:44 in the morning, it's safe to return. And if all is going to plan, you can proceed with the ritual. Sit down in your throne, look straight ahead, and stare into the darkness. Do not look at the mirrors. It says, I won't spoil what happens next. All you need to know is that you won't be alone. If you have questions, you will get answers. Sometimes those answers will come in the form of new questions. But whatever you do, make sure you do not look directly at the mirrors or the candle. Just stare straight ahead. Don't chicken out. You need to stay seated until 4:44 and just stay still and try not to move. It's okay to tremble, but you need to stay seated. I didn't specify which chair was the queen and which was the fool. That's because it's your job to find out. Also, from their point of view, you are either their queen or their fool too. Hence the name Three Kings. Ah. Do not let the candle go out or the ritual will end. This is a backup measure to protect you. Remember, the fan is behind you. Your body is between the fan and the candle. If your body was suddenly moved or dragged out of the chair, the fan would immediately blow out the candle. That backup measure may save your life. If the candle goes out before 4:44 a.m.
What's the backup measure again?
The fan. Oh. And okay. Is your backup measure in case you get dragged out of your chair.
So when the candle goes out...
When the candle goes out... The ritual will end.
Okay, but you can't. Why can't you? Can you blow it out any time? It says you need to stay there till 4:44.
Yeah, so you better be safe. So yeah,
I actually didn't like that one. That one actually did make me feel a little bit spooky.
It's scary because it's three kings. You don't know who's the king, who's the queen, or who's the fool. Well, I'll tell you what. I know I'm the queen.
Have you done that?
No, I haven't done that. I think I'd be too scared.
Have you done any of them?
I probably have done like the mirror thing. I did do one thing in university, like a sleepover kind of situation thing, where I was supposed to be like hypnotized, basically. And when I did it, I got very, very anxious. My whole body started tingling. Like my hands and feet and everything was like tingling, and I started freaking out, and I had to be woken up.
We could do some tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm honestly down. Me saying I'm down. Do you have any spooky, scary stories or spooky activities?
Honestly, no. Like I feel like I've had no experience with like paranormal shit.
That's fucked up.
Like, we did a Ouija board. I'm pretty sure you were moving it.
So. Nine.
And then. My sister,
nine.
Like, my house is two floors, and my sister was living on the bottom floor. This is when we were kids, and she would always say that she would hear things in the middle of the night. But like now, I mean, I don't live here right now, but when I was at the bottom floor, and I didn't hear shit. I didn't hear anything. So she's just a liar,
or
she just heard, like, there are noises sometimes. A floorboard moves, makes a little creak,
or it's a ghost.
No, it's not.
Figure it out, Chase.
So maybe I'm missing out. Maybe I should do one of these rituals, get an obese infant in my arms.
You should do the Three Kings ritual.
no, that one actually sounds horrific. And also, if they think I'm going to be able to wake up at 3:30 and get my ass into the chair by 3:33, like,
yeah, you actually have to, you have to wake up at 3:30 and then you also need to be in that chair by 3:33.
Yeah, like, I can't do that.
There's a guy on YouTube who does these.
I think I'd make it to the chair by like 3:45 if I really was trying.
You just looking up Three Kings ritual? Oh, this is actually really scary. Lin-Manuel Miranda explains the magic of Three Kings Day. Oh my God, he's the scariest man alive.
What the fuck is Three Kings Day?
It's the day where Lin-Manuel Miranda just does the Three Kings ritual.
That's cool.
Do you support Lin-Manuel?
Not really, but I also don't not support.
I fully disrespect him.
Marquise hates him. So.
Why?
Just doesn't like him. Doesn't like his writing.
Or I
his...
think he's a little cringy as a man.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just farting.
Okay.
Well, this has been a really great episode.
I don't know what to even call this episode, Liam.
Fucking mess. Delirial.
I'm so sad. When we were at the haunted house yesterday, or the haunted corn maze yesterday, we were at the bar. For one, we got pretty drunk and had a little gummy before going in, and I think that definitely fucked me up a little bit. But anyways, when you were like posing with your drink and I was taking a video, and I stopped it right before that woman came jutting out of the corn maze to scare you. Such a bummer.
They got you good there. They really said, we're going to get you good here.
So I'm not a big believer in this shit, and Liam is a big believer in this shit. And go tomorrow, surreal. We'll do some of this shit. We'll make all the surreal. People that are attending Liam's birthday, we'll make them summon an obese infant baby that will scratch their arms. When you see us next, we will have scratched up arms.
What if one of us actually gets injured baby. Doing this, Garrett? I'm missing Garrett Chase.
That's just the price you pay.
I'm scared.
I'm gonna just scratch everyone's arms.
Chase, you have to do it alone. You're gonna be in the bathroom alone, potentially getting murdered alone.
I know, but everyone's gonna do it, and then they're gonna think nothing happened. But then in the middle of the night, I'm gonna scratch all of your arms, and you're all gonna wake up in the morning with scratched up arms, and you're gonna.
I'm gonna go in, and I'm gonna just cut myself over and over and over again. Yeah. And then I'm gonna come home and be like, Liam, baby got me.
You really ruined that. Actually, I know. Actually, I'm not actually comfortable doing that anymore. So
me like coming out like blood all over arms. Ah, baby got me. Guys, it worked. Guys, it worked. Crazy.
Well, what else you gotta say?
Song of the week.
This was such a loose discussion.
I wouldn't even call it a discussion.
It's conversational. Some people like conversational episodes. Some people like, you know, factual episodes. Some people like don't like any episodes of ours. Yeah,
well, about 99% of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
So what's your song?
My song of the week is Superstar by Jamelia.
Oh my God, you reminded me of that song last night. It's actually such a good song. It's crazy. Was that on was that a RuPaul lip sync song?
Maybe.
No.
Oh, should be.
Okay, I'm gonna pick No One Dies From Love by Tuvalu. Tuvalu.
Tuvalu. Tuvalu.
That's not how you say it.
You mean Tavlo.
Yeah, I love that song. And I have loved that song all summer, but her album just came out.
So you're really supporting her and appreciating her today?
I'm supporting and appreciating her in all her glory. Tuvalu. Tuvalu.
That's so inspiring. Well, everybody, thanks for listening to this awesomeness. If you need assistance summoning spirits, demons, etc., let us know. Let us know in the comment section. Have you ever had a spiritual summoning demon experience?
And where can they let us know?
In the comments.
Of what?
Of our Instagram page.
Which and, is?
Oh, yeah. two serving of wood.
No, it's not.
Two serving podcast.
Two servings pod.
Two servings pod. Number two. Don't fucking get it twisted.
Okay. Well, and review us. Yeah. But maybe not based on this episode.
I got brown raining coming. There's a storm.
All right. Well, goodbye, everyone.
On that note, bye. Ciao, ciao.
Liam, I'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, bitch.